5:19-21. Just read these verses. Understand their meaning. For we are responsible before God. Paul's testimony is told to them in the New Testament as well as the Old. But in Psalm 119, 35, and I'll turn to that. Psalm 119, verse 35 to 40. Make me to go in the path of the commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my ear, my heart, unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness or wanting. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. We want to please God in all the things that we do. And especially with new people coming in, we want them to know and understand what the will of God is. It's all in here. It's not something I'm saying. It's what the Lord tells us in His Word. When God sees these discouraging things, it hurts so deeply. Every second of every day, nearly 30,000 internet users are viewing pornography. Even the word is disgusting. A large majority of these men are men, rather, and according to several surveys, surprising number, get this, a surprising number are Christians. When I read this, my heart sank. Lord, what have we come to? What has this world become? Pornography. So many different disgusting things. But it's out there. You put your computer on, you're looking for something and something else pops up. You say, well, let me take a look at this. Oh, no. Be careful, dear ones. The enemy comes in so many different ways. Some we don't even know. Sometimes he comes as an angel of light. And when he comes as an angel of light, he makes you think everything is wonderful. And believe me, dear ones, he will come. He will come. If he tempted our Lord Jesus Christ, how much more will he come after you and I? Don't say, well, I'm strong enough. I can do this. You're one when you feel like you can. This is when you won't, or you can't. viewing these things are addictive, selfish. A married man looking at something like this here when you have your own wife. And I'm not leaving the women out either. These are things that we should talk about, that we must know about, that we must explain to our children about. These are disgusting things, things that the Lord hates. We are responsible, dear ones, before God. The Bible is a record of what God has done in the past and what He promises to do in the future. His word is history, poetry, law, prophecy, accounts of miracles. But the Bible is not a place to just choose what you wish. Well, I think I'll read it here because it sounds better than what I got over here, because this, I don't know if I'm in the right place. Well, if you're not, then get there. Every one of us is responsible before God for our actions. Our words, what comes out of our mouths. We must be careful of our anger, our attitudes. Always remember, I've said this many times before, to be careful for the tongue. The tongue is a fire. Once it comes out of your mouth, you can't take it back. No. You get angry with someone and you say something just in anger. Oh, I can kill you. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to. It came out of your mouth. You can't take it back. Many people have been hurt by something that's come out of our mouths. We have to be so careful. Because we are responsible before God for our actions. We have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we want to show others what kind of people we are. And in order to show people kind of people we are, we have to be a blessing to them. How can you be a blessing to a new Christian or a friend of yours? How? By your attitudes, by your actions, by what you do and what you say. If filth comes out of your mouth, is that person going to say, hey, he's a Christian? Well, I don't want to be one of those. Many movie stars today claim that they're born-again Christians. I don't want to say I doubt it. They may. But if they go on doing the things they're doing, partying, doing some other things I don't even want to mention, how can they call themselves born again? What is born again? Being born again new. Inside, you're all new. You have the Holy Spirit. Born again. Now teach others that they may know what born again is. I want to hear someone say, I want to be like her. I want to be like her. Why? Because he or she is like Jesus. If we are like Jesus, that's what they want to be like. But if we're like everybody else, just going, doing everything they're doing, we're just like everybody else in the world. In the Bible, we have the fruit of the Spirit. You can read these things. It also has the works of the flesh, which you can also read and understand them. The fruit of the Word is our life. What we eat, what we drink, whatever goes into our body, what we hear, if we get it from this book, that's what we want. But if we get it from out there, what does it do to us? It changes us to be like others that are out in the world. Just remember, we are responsible before God. Our life and our actions, everything we do. I'm not saying this because any of you are this way. I don't know. But this is what God told me to say. And I'm bringing it to you that you may pass it on. Especially to our young people today. There are so many out there that are being led in the wrong direction, dear ones. Let us lead them in the right direction, in the paths of righteousness. Because he loves us, he tells us these. He doesn't always say everything is rosy-posy, no. He tells you like it is. And this is like it is. I won't say any more. I think I've said enough. But we are to let our lights shine. If our light is dim, they can't see it. And when the road is dark, you hold up your candle and it doesn't shine to show the people which way to go. They can't find the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us be leaders. Leaders. For people to find our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for his word today. It was hard for me to even bring this